Good evening. President Trump said on Twitter today that he used tough language, but not the words others attributed to him during a controversial Oval Office meeting. A number of those in attendance yesterday described the comments as profane and racist. Today there was new reaction and new recollections of the day. Here is Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett.
In the face of new allegations of racism, President Trump today signed a proclamation honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
No matter what the color of our skin or the place of our birth, we are all created equal by God.
And ignored reporters' questions.
Mr. President, are you a racist?
During a bipartisan Oval Office meeting on immigration yesterday, the president allegedly said of Haiti, El Salvador, and countries in Africa, "Why do we want all these people from expletive countries here? We should bring in more people from places like Norway." On Twitter today, he wrote, "This was not the language used, although the president did not specify what language he was referring to." He added, "Never said anything derogatory about Haitians other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country."
It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin attended the meeting.
He used these vile and vulgar comments, calling the nations they come from. The exact word used by the president, not just once, but repeatedly.
Durbin said South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham pushed back against the president. In a statement, Graham said, "I said my piece directly to him." But his fellow Republican Senators David Perdue and Tom Cotton said they, quote, "did not recall Mr. Trump using a vulgarity." Both are stalwart supporters of the president.